ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's old enough to legally gamble. You got Mike and Shane here, repping Good If It Goes. This is our prop show. Shane, what's up, man? What's going on with you, bro?
Man, I'm ready. I'm over the Packers loss. The stink is gone. Now it's time to get down and do what we love and fire away on some Super Bowl props.
Let's do it. Well, let's get right into it. We're going to let Shane talk a little bit about some props and how he looks at props, what prop betting really is. Right now, I just start with the line for the game. So currently, I got FanDuel Sportsbook up right now. Now, Shane, you can comment on some other numbers that you've seen. Also, I'm just going to go for FanDuel because that's usually what I use to bet when I'm in the state of Illinois, that is. So right now, the spread, Chiefs are 3-point favorites at minus 122. And then we got Tampa Bay, obviously 3-point dogs, plus 100 is what FanDuel has them. Moneyline is minus 174 for the Chiefs and plus 146 moneyline for Tampa Bay to win. And then the total 56.5 minus 110 both ways. So check your books out, whoever you play with, whether it's FanDuel, Rivers, whoever, you know, that offshore, whoever it is, if you in Vegas, check it out. You know, it may be a little bit different here and there, but that's what I got for y'all today. So Shane, go ahead, man, take us away. Let's get into these props.
Yeah, so for anybody that doesn't, you know, truly know what a prop is, and you know, a lot of people that are going to be interested in betting the Super Bowl or people that haven't bet all year, that don't bet, you know, 5-6 days a week like I do, for example, or you know, normal football bettors that always have action from Thursday through Sunday night. So a prop bet is opposed to the game line. A regular game line bet is you have a team that's favored and you have a team that's the underdog. Now, in for example here, the Chiefs are in a lot of spots minus 3 right now. So if you wanted to bet the Chiefs at minus 3, they would need to win by 4 or more points to win the game, to win your bet, excuse me. If they win by 3, you push. That means you break even on the bet. So if you bet the other side and you have Tampa, if they lose by 3, then same thing, you push. If they lose by 1 or 2 or win the game straight up, then you win. You know, that's the spread is what we like to call the great equalizer. You know, you go into a lot of games thinking, okay, yeah, I think this team's going to beat this team, but are they going to cover the number? Now, where props are is, so you have, and now for the Super Bowl, you're going to have a lot of different action. You're going to have player props, game props, props on the color of the Gatorade, props on the length of the national anthem. You could bet the coin toss. Some of us do that every single year. You know, it's supposed to be fun. So, you know, for example, you can bet on a prop is, for example, Patrick Mahomes over under 2.5 touchdowns thrown. That line right now is 2.5 is minus 140. So if you want to bet over on Patrick Mahomes touchdowns, if you think he's going to throw 3 or more touchdowns, in order to win $100, you have to put up 140 since he's minus 140. So, you know, it's a fair line. I don't really have anything on that myself, but, you know, that's an example of a prop. Leonard Fournette, one of my personal props that I bet already was Leonard Fournette over 45.5 rushing yards. One of the things, too, for a prop is the price. So, you know, it's not always going to be just that simple. Leonard Fournette, you know, just if he rushes for 46 yards, I win. If he rushes for 45, I lose by the hook. There's a price attached to it. So I laid minus 120 on that. So again, I put up, in this case, I put up $240 to win 200.
Right.
That price is crucial for prop betting. And this is why I've always been a big proponent of you need to have multiple places, areas to bet. Because where I got Leonard Fournette at the over 45.5 rushing yards, some other books right now have him at 51. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't bet that. That's a bad number. You know, if you shop around and you find the right number, that's where you bet it. That's where you have an edge. So, you know, prop betting is, it can be profitable, but more importantly, it should be fun. It should give you, it's like playing fantasy football. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're rooting for individual players to go over certain catches or touchdowns or rushing or receiving yards, tackles, everything. It's just, it's supposed to be a lot of fun, especially for a game that, you know, everybody's going to be watching and most people want to bet.
For sure. Okay. Well, that's a, I think that's a really good explanation. And like one thing that you talked about was shopping for prices, different numbers. And it's like I told you, I saw Leonard Fournette 51 and a half, and I fell in love with the under like right away. And maybe this was, I think, the second day after. I think the second day I went to look to see were there any props or anything. So I found him at 51 and a half, and this is again on FanDuel Sportsbook. And the number I got him at, hold on, let me find my number here. I got him at -110. So I thought that was pretty good, firing on the under. Actually, I just looked just now while you were talking about it. He's at 46 and a half right now. So
they're like, you know,
5.5 yards, you know, and go ahead.
So if you wanted to, what's called scalp, and have a free wager, you could bet that the other way.
Right.
And you could have, that's a 5-point middle right there. If he skids 47, 48, 49, 50, or 50, you got 51, you saw 51 and a half?
51 and a half.
That's a 5-point middle right there. I mean, yeah, if you wanted to, I mean, that's why, you know, these lines, they move, man. They move quick and they move often. They will move at any point in the day. Oh. And it's something to pay attention to. You want to do the best you can to, just like any other point of the year while you're betting, you want to get the best number. That's what's important. I made a great bet, in my opinion, at 45 and a half. I like it a lot for Fournette. Mm-hmm. You made a fantastic bet at 51 and a half because the market has already moved 5 points in your direction. It's a great bet. So, I mean, regardless of wins or loses, I mean, you made a great bet.
Yeah. And I text a couple people, like, that was really the only bet that I, like, shared with people, like, that I was feeling like, hey, if you're going to get anything, get this and go under, like, hammer that shit. So, so we both talked about our Fournette bet that we have, and I hope we both cash, like I told you earlier, like, let's both cash. Like you said, it's cushion, it's room there for us to both get our money, you know. Another bet, so I'll start with one of my favorite props for the Super Bowl. So this is a prop that you'll see week to week, but I think more people pay attention to it because it's Super Bowl. Tom Brady rushing yards. Have you seen his?
No, what do you see?
Half a yard.
I would be inclined to go over because of the quarterback sneak potential.
Quarterback sneak potential. And then this is a Super Bowl, so there's no
half
telling. Half a yard. Now, I did look up some stats. Brady had like 30 attempts this season, 6 yards.
Well, but a lot of, you know, that's also factored in. Right.
So I was going to get to that. So the numbers on Brady's rushing yards, half a yard over pays, it's plus 152. So 100 to win, $152 on Brady. One rushing yard, ended the game with one rushing yard. The under minus 188. So the under is a heavy favorite in this case, just as far as props are concerned, either or bets, as far as how I read them. And again, that could be QB kneel, botch snap, I believe goes under rushing yards, I believe. So just one play like that for a non, like probably least mobile quarterback there is to bet on in rushing yards. So take a look at that. Again, that's on FanDuel Sportsbook. So that's one of the ones I like.
Okay, that I like that. So I want to get to quickly, because I've been excited to say this, my biggest long shot that I bet this morning for $25. And let me preface this by saying, I think we're both in agreement here. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win this game. Okay? But I made a bet at 70-1. Excuse me, for $20. 70-1. It was for 20, not 25. 70-1. $20 to win $1,400 on the MVP of the game to be Jason Pierre-Paul.
Hmm.
Do I expect this bet to win? No.
Mm-hmm.
But my thinking is, if Tampa is to win this game, they are going to have to wreak havoc on Mahomes. right? Which Todd Bowles did to Aaron Rodgers. Like, they were up in his shit all game. That became apparent from the opening drive. And that's when I really started to be nervous when, you know, Todd Bowles, who I give the most credit to for Tampa Bay winning that game, it was a brilliant game plan and they executed it perfectly. They are going to have to alter Mahomes, because if you do not do what you did to him, to Rodgers, to what they're going to ultimately have to do to Mahomes, you don't stand that much of a chance, right? Like, I think everybody knows that. If you're going to beat Kansas City, you better get up in Mahomes' face. So I'm taking a shot at a huge price that a guy that can get after the quarterback, that's good at strip sacking, that, you know, could turn a defensive touchdown type play. Who knows? I just think it's a fun long shot. I do not expect it to win, but at 70 to 1 for $20 with some lunch money to win 1400, why not? Like, that's you know, I mean, the MVP market is very, very difficult because it's not that often not going to be a quarterback, right? So if, like, you want to bet the, like, Patrick Mahomes, like, if you made me guess who's going to be MVP of the Super Bowl, we're probably in agreement, right? It's probably going to be Patrick Mahomes. You got to pay -150. So, like, yeah. there's a juice for it. Like, it's pretty much, I don't know what FanDuel has, but, like,
-155 FanDuel. I just pulled it up.
So -145?
105.
-105 on Patrick Mahomes to win MVP?
Right now, yeah, on FanDuel.
I think
I saw it at, like, -160 when it opened on FanDuel.
So
I thought it was kind of fair, but I wasn't going to bet it.
I mean, if you're getting close to even money on Patrick Mahomes to win MVP, I think that's a solid bet. Like, I don't like – a lot of people like to bet, you know, some of the, like, the good receivers to win MVP. I hate it. I really do. Like, Tyreek Hill, fantastic player, might have a huge game. If Tyreek Hill has a big game, that means Patrick Mahomes probably going to have a big game too, right? And it's just not often they're going to give it to the receiver over the quarterback. You know, like last year, there were so many people that I knew that were livid. So many gamblers were livid because they had the running back.
Williams.
Yeah, Williams, who had a huge game. He had 2 touchdowns and a bunch of yards. You could have made a real, real strong case for him to be MVP. And he had some big price on him too. It was like 25 or 30 to 1. And I know a lot of people that played it. And they gave it to Mahomes. And I had some random long shots, but I didn't have Mahomes or Williams, so I didn't really care. Yeah. But I was like, man, like if you're gonna give it to the quarterback for in this situation, then you're gonna give it to the quarterback like 90% of the time with a winning team. Yeah. So that's why, like, I wanted to take a deep shot on MVP. I would try to avoid taking like a Godwin or a Hill or a Kelsey. Like, it's just, I think you're getting robbed on what the true price is.
Yeah, I agree. Cause again, like Kelsey, like he's getting his catches from Mahomes. So again, if he has a big game,
right,
which Kelsey can have a monster game anytime, just like Tyreek Hill, monster game anytime. But again, what if both of them have monster games? Well, guess who else had a monster game, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I do like that pick. I do like that. So on MVPs, so like a sleeper pick, I would go with either Mecole Hardman or Bryson Pringle, just because they show up in so many different phases of the game, and it's a long shot. But I do like the JPP pick because, again, if your way of thinking, if the Bucks win, it's going to be a lower scoring game than the 56.5.
Right,
because you're not gonna outscore the Chiefs playing their game. You're not gonna beat them playing their game. So your defense is gonna have to show up, and it's gonna have to be big plays, a scoop and score, a pick,
something like that.
Yeah, and then like 10 tackles along with that, or a bunch of assists. So I do like that. And yeah, if y'all watch it, check that market out. Another market, another player I like in that market is Le'Veon Bell. Now, Le'Veon Bell right now is third string running back, with Edwards-Helaire being back, and of course Williams. But it's just something, like, it's just that feeling of, dude, this dude might make a play this game. Like, we've been waiting on it, you know? Why not the Super Bowl?
How much do they trust the rookie running back that's missed time lately too? How much do they trust that rookie running back in the Super Bowl? Like, that kind of remains to be seen. So I like your line of thinking there.
And that's why I also like Williams, because Williams has proven it. Like I was telling people last week, like Williams is there, like they trust him. Again, it's about trust. Andy Reid uses his guys.
Yeah.
He uses his guys. So we'll see. But that's an interesting market to check out for sure.
It really is. So I want to get to my actual favorite bet here. And like I said, I've only been able to get 200 down on this right now because that's about what the limit on the props are. But once things start to open up, I'm going to get down probably a good amount more.
Yeah.
So I have the longest field goal made. The shortest made field goal. I have the over 27 and a half yards.
The shortest. Okay.
The shortest field goal made will be over 27 and a half yards. And here is my thinking. Now, Andy, let's start from the beginning. Andy Reid, he's not kicking short field goals. They get down there, first of all, on first, second, or third down in the red zone, Kansas City's offense is prolific, right? You are going to bet on them more to score a touchdown than even get to a fourth down situation. And right. If they do get to that fourth down situation, Andy Reid's not going to kick. He's going to go for it. You know what I'm saying? Like
especially not in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. You saw it last year. Like Andy Reid, boom, 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 going on fourth down. He's not going to get down there and kick a short field goal. So that would be a 27-yard field goal. So in order for me to lose, a 27-yard field goal or less would have to be kicked. I'm just not seeing that from let's talk about the Kansas. I'm just going on the Kansas City side right now. First of all, that you're banking on a few things here. You're banking on the Chiefs not being able to score on first, second, or third down when they get down there. Good luck with that. I've bet against it before and I've lost. I am not doing that again. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the Tampa side. Well, Tampa gets into the red zone, right? And they get inside that 15, anywhere from that 10 to 14 yard range, right? Can they really afford to be kicking field goals against Kansas City? We saw Buffalo do it last week, and I knew right then and there, like it wouldn't have mattered. Like let's call it what it is. They could have gone for the touchdowns and scored. It was not going to matter because you were not stopping Patrick Mahomes that day, and you just weren't. And you know, you got two. Arians has 2 weeks to look at this and say, wait a minute. Here, how am I going to win this game? It's not by kicking field goals from a short distance, from inside the 10. You know what I mean? That's how I would need to lose. And I find it impossible that you could really be in that situation and again, first, second, or third down, A, you're not scoring. So that's, you know, it's not even just the mentality of what are they going to do on fourth down. You're banking that they're not going to score on first, second, or third, even when they get down there. So, and the bet's available at minus 110. So if you can find that, like I am going to continue to try and get it down on this as much as I possibly can. Because I think it's a fantastic bet. And so be prepared to, when the fucking idiot Aaron sends a field goal kick the unit out from the 6 yard line. Search my Twitter name when Arian sends the field goal unit out from the 6 yard line on fourth and one. Yeah. So I'm just, like I said, I am going to bet again. That's the kind of like fun bet. Like, you know, that's not a bet like the average person's really looking at. Yeah. You know, the average person's looking at, okay, well, how many receiving yards is Tyreek Hill going to have? How many touchdowns is Mahomes going to throw? I look for shit like that because it's like, you know, you really got to kind of think like there's deep strategy into trying to figure out that bet. And my strategy is A, you are not stopping the Chiefs from scoring in that situation, and B, Andy Reid's not going to send the field goal unit out from the 6 yard line.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to bank on Arians being smarter here and not sending a field goal unit out. First of all, you shouldn't send the field goal unit out anywhere in the red zone against the Chiefs, let alone inside the 10. So that's, you know, that's my favorite right now. And I want to know what you agree with that. If you, you know.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. But I feel like I'm going to go look at it. I saw longest field goal, I think, and it was on points bet. I've been trying to find it since we've been talking about it, so I don't know if they took it down.
46 and a half, I think.
47 and a half on points bet, I think I saw.
That's longest made or longest attempted? That's longest made, correct?
I believe longest made, yes.
Okay.
I felt the way about it. I just kept it moving. But as far as your bet is concerned, I do like the way you thought about that. I don't see the Chiefs attempting a field goal at all from that close. Like, it had to be they're trailing fourth and long. Something's not running, and they're still in the game, and Andy Reid wants a couple points, and they're on, like, the 45 or something. Okay, and it's a close game. Okay, and it's early still. It's not even late. Like, that's the only way I see them kicking, period. The Bucks against a different opponent, I don't know if I would like it as much because they can get down there and not punch it in. But against this opponent, I think it's important for them to get as many points as they can as necessary. So that's what I'm going with that. My next bet, speaking on scoring points, different ways to score. So FanDuel right now, 2-point conversion attempt. Yes or no? Plus 105, yes. Minus 135, no.
Give me the yes.
Yeah, I'm going with the
give
yes.
Give me the yes. At plus money? Wow.
Yeah.
It's go ahead. Give me your reasoning.
I mean, it's the Chiefs game, man. You got to score points. One missed field goal, point after touchdown, there's going to be a 2-point conversion coming. Attempt, at least. So I just really like the yes on that. And again, it's just, again, Chiefs scoring, get as many points as you can. You might need it down the line. Like, it can save you. It can make up for a missed PAT. You know, if you are the Chiefs, you want to get that distance too, because you are playing against the GOAT. But I mean, that's all.
Who's playing against the GOAT? I believe Tampa's playing against the real GOAT. Okay,
he's the real GOAT. Yeah, he's definitely the real GOAT. Don't get me wrong. And I'm the biggest Brady hater, but like I even said, like, this dude is the greatest of all time. Like, I'm a big Peyton Manning guy. I've never seen a quarterback as skilled as him. I still don't believe that, but like, I mean, it's just what it is, man. This dude went to a whole another team, and we talking about him 20 years later than the first conversations were, you know. Mahomes, man, it's so again, like, this dude has me thinking about how many points they're gonna score, and so that's why I like this bet. And I'll let you chime in. Just another one real quick here. Successful 2-point conversion attempt. Yes, it's plus 240. No, it's minus 330. So I just want to put those out there.
I would be inclined to take a shot at the 240, at the yes. You know, yeah. I mean, You could be looking at multiple 2-point attempts in this game.
Yeah.
You know, I think at that price, it's worth it. Yeah. It's not something I haven't, that's a market I really haven't looked at too much now, but you know, it's funny. If you asked me this 10 years ago, you'd be praying. The only way you'd probably get a 2-point conversion attempt 10 years ago is if a team was down 2 late in the fourth quarter. Now, I mean, you know, you could see, I would not be surprised, Tampa scores an early touchdown. You got to be aggressive. You know, in order to beat Kansas City, you got to score a good amount of points. So
Every point would be matters.
For sure. And then, you know, Andy Reid's always capable of pulling some shit. So, I'm with you on those. I like that. So I want to get to another one that I like. And I like this one quite a bit. Tom Brady to throw an interception, yes. Minus 135. I like it. I like it a lot for a couple reasons. I think there's this somewhat of a public perception that Kansas City's defense is not very good. Hmm. When in fact, I don't really agree with that. The, you know, if you look at their numbers, a lot of it is from... The reason I like Brady to throw a pick here is their defense is aggressive because they can be aggressive.
Yep.
Because you have Patrick fucking Mahomes on the other sideline. And if you give up a long touchdown after sending the house, big fucking deal. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When Buffalo went up 9-0, how many people were you like, you know what I had? I had Buffalo to win the AFC 7-1. And I was like, okay, whatever. This means nothing. Hopefully they'll have a double-digit fourth-quarter lead in order for me to feel somewhat happy. It meant absolutely nothing. When Green Bay got down 21-10 against Tampa at halftime, I thought it was over. I really did. You don't feel that with Kansas City because you can take real shots with your defense, you know? I mean, and that's just – and Brady threw three interceptions on Sunday. Should have threw four. If the guy didn't drop the ball at the end of the second – at the end of the half, at the end of the first half, that was one of the worst drop picks. The timing of it was horrible because the very next play you saw that bullshit to Scotty Miller. And I mean, and I think if Green Bay can do that to you, and this is a game where you can have this game plan against Kansas City where we're going to run the ball, we're going to try to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. Okay, maybe that works for a quarter. Maybe you can put together a long drive doing that. But how long can that really last? Like, Brady's going to have to make throws to win this game. They could easily get down 14-0 and not a single person would be surprised. Like, Brady's going to have to throw the ball, I think, a lot. So the opportunities for an interception are going to be there. And like I said, send the house at him. He's not a mobile quarterback. He can't move. So I think it's a very strong bet at -135 for Brady to throw a pick. I wouldn't be surprised. And I might even look for some alternate lines for having to throw two or more. It just wouldn't surprise me. It's just a game where you're going to have to throw the ball.
Yeah.
And that's a defense that likes that they can try shit. They're comfortable. They do not care. If you burn them, they don't care. It doesn't matter.
So I'm going to fade you. And the only reason why I'm going to fade you is because looking at Tom Brady's Super Bowl history, played 9 games, he's only thrown 6 picks in compared to 18 touchdowns. So I'm leaning on history side. Out of nine games against the best opponent from the other conference, hottest team, whatever you want to call it, he's thrown 6 picks, but he's also thrown 18 touchdowns. So, what are we, 3-1? So I'm going to fade you. I'm not completely confident in fading you because of your reasoning. And like you said, he just threw 3 picks, and it could have been more. But in the Super Bowl, he's different now. This is not going to be your Jared Goff, Tom Brady showdown. You know, this is a big deal. So he's going to throw a lot of pass attempts. I believe he'll go over his completions as well. But I don't think he'll throw a pick. I'm going to fade you. So we'll see.
So another reason I like it too is, you know, you have 4 quarters to win that bet. Like if you bet somebody's under, for example, if you bet an under, you could theoretically lose that on the first drive.
First you know, play.
You could be
thanks, dead. David Montgomery.
Yeah. You could be dead. You could be dead in the water quick on some of those. I got 4 quarters to win that bet.
Right.
You know, it's so it's just
possessions. They're going to have a lot of possessions.
There's going to be that's a great point. I actually just found the rushing bet that you're talking about. Tom Brady's longest rush in the game will be if you can get it at plus money, you said?
Yeah, it's total yards. Not longest rush, total yards.
Okay. Cuz I see the longest rush in the game at over a half a yard at -125. I mean, Tom Brady's been his career a fantastic fourth down QB sneaker. So and again, this is not a game where if Arians has half a brain, you aren't even going to think about it. You're going for it on fourth and one on your own 30. You are not punting in fourth and one situations in this game or you will lose. This is the ultimate, you know, Herm Edwards, you play to win the game.
Right.
And that does not involve punting or short field goals against Kansas City.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which is why I was so dumbfounded about Sean McDermott last week. What are you doing? I mean, you need high variance to go your way in this game. And oh, it was just, I could not believe it. I could not believe it.
Still scratching my head. And same thing with Green Bay, you know, at the end of the game, like.
Horrific decision. So, yeah.
But we won't talk about that, though. Thank you. I feel it for you. We ain't going to talk about that. And yeah, I'm looking now for the longest reception, the longest rushing attempt. I see receptions, but I don't see. But I get back to Brady. They got Brady's first rush attempt over under half a yard.
Man, those first ones are tough, man.
I stay away from those because I started seeing a lot more of those in the playoffs.
Yeah, you see those. There's receiving and rushing on a lot of those guys. Travis Kelce, running backs, all the receivers. Those lines are all there. That's like one area I've never even messed with. I just haven't. I like a defensive one a lot. Total sacks in the game over 3.5. You're paying some juice on it. It's -155, but it's gonna get there.
It's total sacks in the game.
Total sacks in the game between both teams over 3.5 at -155. Like I said, Todd Bowles, man, perfect example of a guy who just didn't work out as a head coach, but as a defensive coordinator, he's up there with the best in the game. That's fine. Like, we've had this conversation before on the Good If It Goes podcast. Some guys are just meant to be coordinators, and he is that's fine. And he's a damn good defensive coordinator, and he's going to bring the pressure on Mahomes because he knows he doesn't have a choice. Just like he didn't have a choice against Rodgers. If you sit back, both these guys will pick you apart. And Tampa's got a front. They got some fast linebackers. They got some guys that can get after Mahomes. You know, can they stop him? No. But can they make life a little difficult for him? I think they can. So, I mean, and then, like I said, when we talk about an opportunistic defense, like we just talked about this in the last segment, I think Kansas City, they're going to go after Brady too. You sit back and you know, even Green Bay got a couple sacks on. So I just think, man, 3.5, I need 4 sacks total in the game. Let's go. I'm going to hit that hard.
I like that. I'm going to follow you on that. Hell, you can get
Brady can't move. Brady can't escape a sack. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he'll take sacks. Brady will take sacks.
He will take it.
Even with the offense he threw last week, he took like 2 sacks.
That's a great point.
Brady will take a sack. So
that's a great point.
Now, Mahomes ain't trying to take no sack, but like you said again, 1 or 2, I can see that. I can see JPP getting to itself. So.
Yep. Yeah, that's gonna be a fun one.
Well, I got one more, and I mean, this is just pure luck, coin toss result, heads or tails, -103 both ways. Tails never fails. How you feeling?
I've faded tails many times and lost. So you know what? I'm with you. Let's go tails this year. Let's go. I'm with you on tails. You know, I you got my full support on betting tails in the coin toss this year.
That's all the props I got. You got any more? Any more fun ones?
Yeah.
The rest I got are more so serious ones.
I did have, I have one that I think you touched on a little while ago that I like. I have under 8.5 rushing attempts by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. To the point, and to be completely honest, a lot of the stuff you said factors into my thinking here. You got 3 running backs active. You're going to have 3 running backs active. You are going to have guys like Pringle and Hardman where you like to do the jet sweeps. You like to move them around, this, that, and the other. I just question how much trust Andy Reid is going to have in the rookie running back in the Super Bowl who he's missed time. And I'm not negatively speaking about this guy. I'm just thinking like might just not be ready yet. Right, and they might just lean on Williams, who's been there, and Bell a little more than they will Helaire. I'm not saying he's not going to touch the ball, but 9 rushing attempts, I find that hard to believe. And it's -110 right now. So I think it's a good bet you can get down on now. I just think that's a good bet. So this is like for people listening, like this is the point of props. Like we could lose every single one, but it's the idea isn't to just, you know, look at it and okay, well over, okay, I'll take over, I'll take under. Put some thought into it and have a reason for it. And that's the whole point. It's about the process, you know, the process over result always, especially when you're gambling. Because we don't have a fucking clue what's really going to happen on next Sunday. You know what I mean? you put as much thought into it as you can, and then you just let, you know, it's like I always say, process over result. You know, we have no control over the results.
Sports, anything can literally happen. I asked all the Packers and Conor McGregor bettors last weekend.
Yeah.
Imagine having that in the damn parlay. But I do got one more that I was looking for. I thought I didn't save it. Total players to attempt a pass, including overtime, over 2.5, under 2.5. The over is +165. The under is -215. Total players to attempt a pass. What you feel? I'll tell you what I think.
Okay, so I think I would need more than +165 to play the yes. I it's fun. I get it. Like if you want to take the over, I'm not gonna. You know, I understand, but I'm trying to think like this. You know, this isn't. There's no Jarvis Landry out there that, you know, that they people trust can throw the ball. Like, does Kansas City really need to do? I mean, obviously, like, you know, if some sort of injury happens and then the backup has to come in, then sure. But
one play.
Yeah, true. Okay. And then like a fake punt or like a botched extra point, botched field goal, then the placeholder would have to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. In order for me to hit yes on that for that price, I would need a better price because Kansas City gonna take the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands to do a gimmick play. Is Tampa gonna take it out of Brady's hands to do a gimmick play? Like I don't hate it. I just think I would probably need a little more. I'm trying to think like there. Yeah, like, you know, Jarvis Landry does that like what, once or twice a game for Cleveland.
Yeah.
But no, like you said, I mean, those fakes and that stuff, that's always possible. I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Yeah. So
what's your thinking?
I'm gonna go with no, and I just don't think it's that type of game. I don't think it's gonna be. I love gimmicky stuff in the Super Bowl, like we all do. I think it just makes the game just fun. And I don't think this game. I think there's a lot of legacy implications on the line. And both of these coaches want to win this game. I don't think they're going and getting their Philly specials out. I just don't. I don't feel it. But I do like the bet itself. I do like the actual bet itself. So we'll see. I'm going to keep that one in mind.
I think if you were to make that bet, it would. I think let's say it happens on a trick play. Like, forget the quarterback getting injured or forget the botched extra point. It's much more likely to come from Kansas City side than Tampa, in my opinion, because you can't risk giving away a possession against Kansas City on something stupid. Like, Kansas City has more leeway where they could try something like that, you know, with maybe like Hardman, I guess. But I would, if I had any balls at all, I would lay the juice on the no in that one.
That's all the ones I got for real this time.
Yeah, and for those listening to the upcoming Super Bowl Good If It Goes podcast, we're going to record on Wednesday. More props will be out for them, so we'll add some more to that.
We'll definitely touch on them. Well, man, appreciate your knowledge and your time, man. This was good. This is my first time really, really getting down on props. I'm going to tell you about two bets I hit last year. So I had Chiefs alternate spread -10.5, and then I have margin of victory 7-12. So I hit it like on the last man. Mind you, I'm going into the fourth quarter with 10 at the very beginning. They end up getting up 10. or whatever. Like, so I was like dead in the water. Mind you, I had a Tyreek, I think, to score first. Man, I had a couple more things here. I had hit on Holmes yards, like, but those two bets hit like in one play. I leaped out of my seat because that 10.5 alternate, like, that saved Christmas a long ago. I'll put it like that. That almost saved next year's Christmas, 2022's Christmas, with no bets, you know?
Okay. I mean, geez. Yeah. No, that's, that's, those are fun. Like you just said, those lines are out there for people that want to shop, like alternate lines, like Chiefs to win by 10, Chiefs minus 10.5. You know, if you think Chiefs are going to roll, lay it. You know, you're going to get a good price on it. There is one more I forgot I wanted to quickly touch on. And this is everybody's, it's everybody's favorite market. Everybody loves it because it's quick. And it's, especially in this game, it could be very quick. And it's, you know, you have a lot of different guys you can bet on. First touchdown scorer of the game. I took, it's not the greatest price in the world, but it's still a good price. Right now I have 100 on it. I took Chris Godwin to score the first touchdown at 13-1. Just, it's really just a dart. I just think Kansas City, they get down early in games. That's what they do, right? Like, we've seen it happen. Like, it would not surprise me if Tampa Bay drives down on them on the first drive of the game and scores. So, you know, just taking a guy like Chris Godwin, a good receiver that runs a lot of slants that Brady likes to just dump to him. And I don't really know how to know the true line, like, on this bet, if like I'm getting a good price or if I'm getting a terrible price. I'm probably getting a bad price, but I just think some of these, like, that's a market that's fun. Find a guy find a guy that's 10-1 or better, or 10-1 or worse, so plus 1,000 on your books or worse, and have fun with it. Take a quick shot. I mean, you like Pringle and Hardman. I mean, those guys, you're probably getting a real good price on them. So it might be worth some lunch money to throw on them.
Yeah, it's been good money on them guys all season. And, you know, like I said, I bet the Chiefs, but I don't bet the Chiefs until the game starts. I want them to get down 10. Like, last week against the Bills, I caught them at plus 208 when they were down 9-0. Plus 208. At some point. And, like, I was waiting on that. And I told y'all on the podcast, like, I'm going to wait for my boys to get down. Then I'm going to throw my bread on it. Like, yeah, I'll take them. I'll take them with the spread. I'll tell you to take them with the spread. I'm waiting until the game starts. And, again, like, I've been watching Pringle. I've been watching Hardman. Even Sammy Watkins. You know, I'll take a look at him.
You're selling me now. I think I'm gonna, as soon as we hang this up, I'm gonna pull up the first touchdown score. I'm gonna take a shot on some of these lower name Chiefs guys. Don't bet Tyreek Hill. Don't bet Kelce. You're just not gonna get a good price on it.
Both minus, well, first touchdown, I had to look. I know just to score, anytime score, they both like minus 150. You might as well bet the Chiefs money line,
right,
if you
exactly.
Want to
that. That's a, right, exactly. Like stuff like that, which is why I you know, even though I'm confident that if the Chiefs win, Mahomes is going to get MVP, you want to bet, you know, spend that extra 20 cents and bet the Chiefs money line at minus 165 or minus 170, opposed to, you know, a lot of books right now have Mahomes at minus 150. Every PPH is Mahomes MVP 150. They're making you pay a premium for it, and as they should. So,
I'm looking up. Kelce went up to minus 170 to score. Tyreek is at minus 165 to score. I just checked it just now.
Yeah. So, no thanks on those. Like, do I think Travis Kelce's going to score? I do, but I'm not laying that price. Random shit can happen. He could still have a big game and not score. Right. You know, he could get down and they run it in. Tyreek Hill. You got other guys that can. There's a lot of mouths to feed on Kansas City. That's why it's, you know, like you said, man. I Pringle Hardman. I'm gonna look at what their first touchdown market is, because it's gonna be 25-1 or higher.
Yeah.
And those are bets that's worth it.
Well, that's why we got spaces like this, to let people know why you should bet on the team to win instead of a guy who's probably going to score. And usually the touchdown bets are worth more. But in this case, nah. bet on the team if you think the team going to win. This has been good. like we said, we'll see y'all Wednesday. Where's the podcast, Quan?
Where's it at?
I mean, we need it. The people need it. But yeah, we're going to talk about some more stuff that comes in. Hopefully, we can get a fun number on the Gatorade color. I know Prentice was talking about that last episode.
We need the national anthem price out. Like, I fucking need it right now. I want it so bad. I'm itching. My hands are shaking. I need it. I'm refreshing the computer all day waiting for it, and we're going to blast it.
Yeah, let us know when that drops so we can see what that is. All right, well, thanks, y'all, for watching. This has been good. However y'all seeing this, and comment, let us know what props y'all like, too. Let us know so we can all win some money. All right, y'all, take it easy.
Peace.